Dr. Inge Herbrechts works for the International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC. She also participates in the HELENA study that, for the first time in Europe, provides harmonised and comparable data about food intake among male and female European adolescents, taking advantage of computer-based dietary assessment tools. Can you tell us about the project that you presented today, and what was the framework of that research study?
Our study was actually developed because literature on lifestyle factors and diseases in European adolescents was very scarce. Therefore, we started the Healthy Lifestyle in Europe by Nutrition in Adolescence study, which is abbreviated as the HELENA study. This study aimed to investigate different lifestyle factors and health outcomes among European adolescents. Dietary intake has been assessed via different complementary dietary intake assessment methods. And from these data, we found different important issues and also controversies in the diet of European adolescents. On the meal pattern, we have some results, mainly concerning the breakfast, and then there's some results on the food level and the nutrient level. We saw that breakfast consumption was associated with lower body fat content and also with a healthier cardiovascular profile in the adolescents. However, only half of the adolescents could be categorized as a breakfast consumer. And we could see that the food intake of the adolescents urgently needs to be improved because mainly, for instance, the fruit and vegetable intake was far below the recommendations, while their meat consumption and the intake of fats and sweets was much higher from all the liquids that adolescents are consuming. We also saw that these sugar-sweetened beverages are related with an increased insulin resistance, which is a risk factor for further cardiovascular diseases. Adolescents who have a better diet quality were less at risk for insulin resistance if they also at the same time had an active lifestyle as well. Therefore, intervention studies aimed at preventing insulin resistance in young populations should focus on increasing the quality of the diet, but also at the same time include an optimal physical activity level in healthy adolescents.
What are the main findings among adolescents regarding nutrients intake? Do these follow dietary guidelines and recommendations?
We found that most of the nutrients were adequate. However, for protein intake, it was at least twice the reference values. We also found that the intakes of saturated fatty acids and salt were too high, while the intake of polyunsaturated fatty acids were too low compared to the recommendations. On a micronutrient level, the intakes of vitamin D, folate, iodine and fluor were less than about 55% of the recommendations. Further studies should use suitable criteria to assess nutrient status. We also just would like to underline that the dietary intake assessment methods that we used for measuring dietary intake among the adolescents have their limitations.